and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 143. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what's funny is I was looking at this, that intro played so loud, it got picked up.
Over there?
By the microphone through our headphones.
Oh, wow. Funny.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Here we are.
It did seem a little loud to me.
Yeah.
So.
I asked how you were already.
Yeah, should we do that?
I'm all confused.
Discombobulated?
Yeah.
It's a big word.
Well, let's get into it.
Right off the bat. Do you want to start by thanking Margo?
No, you can start by thanking Margo.
Okay. You're going to start by taking a swig of that beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We would like to thank Margo D. from...
Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks.
Yeah. For being on our podcast last week. As you all probably know by now, she co-hosts the podcast Book versus Movie Winner. You can find her at Brooklyn Fit Chick there on the Twitters. And she also has a new podcast called Best Neighbors Pod. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
And?
Fit Bottom Girls.
That's right.
Bottomed with a D. That's right. Anyway, it was a ton of fun, and we got a lot of really good feedback, so thank you guys for all listening. And I listened back to it, and it was hilarious. I really liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, you know, does that sound weird to, like, tell your...
Like, no.
I liked our podcast. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I think we do that all the time.
Pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
You, sir... did a fine job.
we say how much we like ourselves all the time.
Okay, well.
It's pretty much what the podcast is about.
Well, that's true, I guess. But it was a great episode. I hope y'all liked it.
Yeah.
You thought so, too. That's all I'm saying.
I want to thank Margo, too, because it was a lot of fun, and she was awesome. And it seemed we got a lot of great feedback, so, as you said.
Right.
I'm just going to repeat everything you said. And so, thank you to everybody for listening. And we are excited to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into it. Oh, I also want to welcome back the Stuff That Matters guys.
Yes.
Casey. After a hiatus.
Little Doiler Maker.
They're back.
Yep.
Guess who's back.
It's awesome to have him back.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been able to listen to that episode yet. I know you're watching the lines go by.
Yeah.
I meant to listen to it this week, and I will definitely get to it hopefully Monday. But it's a super, super busy week at work, and so I wasn't... I'm able to listen to a ton of stuff, but I will get there. And I'm happy to have you guys back. Woohoo!
There you go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm out of it.
Welcome back, Cotter.
I don't know.
I was thinking one of my favorite movies is Galaxy Quest, and Sigourney Weaver, the joke in that movie is her job is just repeat the computer.
Repeat the computer?
Yeah, repeat whatever the computer says. So, you know, like whenever the computer will say is like, you know, like, oh, distance to the star is blah, blah, blah. She'll be like, Captain, distance to the star is, you know, kind of like in Star Trek. Anyway.
I didn't see that movie until you showed it to me.
Yes.
As most love things it. I didn't see. I didn't see right. movies. Apparently I wasn't allowed out a lot.
You just had other stuff going on. You spent your time doing other stuff.
Oh, I was doing other stuff.
Easy. Speaking of which... Not other stuff.
Okay.
But movies. I don't know what
yeah.
I just want everybody to know that we have not yet made Neil watch any of the old timey Christmas movies.
Oh, of the classics?
Yeah. We haven't done that yet, but they're on the list and we will get there and we will mention it when we do. We have a few. So.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen this season, to be honest with you. No.
Because we have so many hallmarks
I'm actually thinking
backed
of,
up.
Yeah. And I'm actually thinking of watching them during
summer.
Yeah. Like when you wouldn't watch them.
So you wouldn't get the most out of it?
Yeah. Because obviously I didn't see them. So I don't, part of me doesn't even want to.
What? You have to.
It's kind of like the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. Part of me didn't want them to just because the story would be so cool. Right. Not against them at all. No, it could have been whatever team. Because
the story was so strong.
Yeah. So I kind of like being that guy that every year people say, haven't you seen? I'm going to know.
I'm not sure that's the same. But yes, I
you're right.
What you mean.
My story is much better. Okay. Nobody likes baseball. It's a dying sport.
Wow.
Oh, speaking of dying sports.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
Great segue.
I'm very excited that Monster Energy is the headlining sponsor now for the NASCAR Top Series. I was going to say NASCAR Sprint Cup, but it's mm-hmm. no longer Sprint.
Right.
It's now Monster. Mm-hmm. And they might not call it Cup anymore.
What are they going to call it?
I don't know. But I don't think Monster wants to call it Cup.
It's a Monster Cupping?
Yeah, I think it, you know, who knows what they're going to call it, the Monster X. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. That's
hilarious. I talked about it a little bit on Reasons or Several.
Pimp It.
podcast that I'm co-hosting on. Mm-hmm, guest mm-hmm. hosting.
Is that what?
Guest host.
You mean
ghost
words?
Ghost hosting? Ghost
Oh, can
testing.
We do that? Can we ghost host?
Yeah, well. We'll see.
All right. We'll
so
see.
Go check me out over there because this is not enough of me for you. Mm-mm. But I that's exciting to me. I think Monster is cool and I think it's gonna change the sport a little bit.
I think so too.
It can't be bad for NASCAR since nobody's really watching anymore.
Super whoopsie. Do you think that they're gonna start doing like infield craziness? Like there's gonna be just like a freaking circus in the middle of that.
I heard a rumor that they were going to have the Supercross finale at the All-Star race in the infield, not at the same time.
Right. Like after.
But on the same weekend. So that could be really interesting because I don't know how they're gonna get one group of people in to see one thing and the other
right out.
It could all be hearsay because they just announced this. So
can they do it on different days?
Well, it would be on different days.
Right.
But I think the All-Star race, I still think there's a Saturday and a Sunday race. So they could do Supercross on Friday night. They could do it Saturday night too. That would work if they do a Sunday day race for Infinity and, you know.
Who does Travis Pastrana drive for now?
He hasn't been in NASCAR forever.
Well, I know not NASCAR, but I mean, is he back doing his own?
Well, he does Nitro.
Oh, shit.
What was that? He does
Nitro. I'm okay.
He does Nitro Circus, and then he still races Rally.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Rally falls under what?
Rally.
But who sponsors that?
Like who owns the title sponsor?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does. I think it's owned by Rally. But Monster does a lot in there. But I think he races for Subaru and Red Bull, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay. So we won't be seeing him at any events then?
No, you might because Monster does a lot with Rally. So, you know, they're going to get. But I don't think he's a Monster. I'm pretty sure he's not a Monster driver. But,
research.
Yeah. let's see. Who will you get? Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Whoever the X Game titles are.
You'll get a lot of X Games people.
Yeah.
It was interesting to find out that Monster has never made a TV commercial.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They do all their advertising through their athletes.
I always thought that I'd like seen some sort of Monster.
You'll see Monster on TV because it's never like the Red Bull commercials.
Right.
Or NOS or anything like that. They never shot a commercial.
Right. Like Red Bull gives you wings or whatever, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep thinking of. Like, I'm like, yeah, totally, they must have, right? But I can't think of one, so I guess they didn't. So, and if they say they didn't, then they probably really didn't.
We have, that's correct.
Also that.
You're correct. We have a few things to catch up on because we didn't. So I wanted to talk. I took a note here about our Keurig.
I have that note as well that we never talked about it. So please.
Because we did talk about picking up the little cheapy
for
one, right?
For Black Friday.
Yeah.
Right. So 2 weeks ago.
So we picked up the was Black Friday only 2 weeks ago?
I think so because we did Margo's podcast last week, and then the week before that we did the Black Friday, right?
I guess
today's the 10th, and what day was Thanksgiving on? And we recorded
24th
after that.
I guess.
So,
oh wow, it feels like it's
25th
been a
was
month
Black
ago.
Friday. So
so one of the things I've been wanting for a while is a Keurig machine for the home since I drink. Decaf coffee. I don't like making a whole pot of coffee because I only have one cup,
right.
And it's hard to make one cup of coffee.
We can't
on a
share
drip.
It. Yeah. So.
And a lot of times you will make coffee, but then you end up refrigerating most of it and warming it up. So we were thinking maybe a Keurig would be fun. And I use one at work, but we had a nice coffee machine, so it seemed kind of silly to get one. But they did have that amazing Black Friday deal on the small single